everybody. I'm Nicole Verkent, the founder of OMX and a dragon on CBC's Next Gen Dragon's Den. So today I'm here with Will Limer. He's the Chief Growth Officer of Loki Labs, which is a U.S.-based cybersecurity company comprised of best-in-class cybersecurity specialists from both the U.S. military and the intelligence community. Before that, he was an Army Reserve officer who served in Kandahar Province, Afghanistan in 2010.
Hey, Nicole, great to be here doing this podcast with you for Prince's Charities Canada and Prince's Operation Entrepreneur. I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to do this.
Thank you, Will. Looking forward to the conversation. So I know you're very passionate about the veteran space and that you were previously at True Patriot Love Foundation, which is where we met. There you played a key role in launching several initiatives, such as the Veteran Transition Advisory Council, From Battlefield to Boardroom, and the Multinational Symposium, which helped military members successfully transition to the civilian world. I also know that you're passionate about the opportunities for veterans in the world of entrepreneurship. You're an entrepreneur yourself. So I'd love for you to talk a bit more about this.
Absolutely. Very happy to. Every year, as you probably know, Nicole, the Armed Forces in Canada releases about 5,000 men and women from service. And although a number choose retirement, many also want to move to a civilian career, putting their skills and talents that they've earned in uniform to work in a different way. And this also includes launching a business, and more are pursuing that path. I don't currently see that environment in Canada at a level I'm happy with, which is why I'm starting to raise awareness for it now.
That's fantastic. I know you and I have spoken a lot about the transitionary skills that you do gain when you are in operation overseas and how
Absolutely.
They are so relevant to the entrepreneurship world. I always think about the battle that we're always in as an entrepreneur as well. So, I mean, what do you think is the best way forward and what should be done about this issue?
Absolutely. And maybe I'll talk about a book that's inspired me. And it's something actually I encourage veterans who have entrepreneurial ambitions, right, or ideas to read. And that's a book called The Startup Nation. And I know you and I have talked about this previously, and you're aware of the book as well. But for the audience, in the book, the authors argue that a major factor in Israel's economic growth can be attributed to the IDF or the Israeli Defense Forces. Since it's mandatory military training, everyone there has to serve a number of years, provides potential entrepreneurs with the opportunities, in their opinion, to develop a wide array of skills and capabilities. In addition to that, in the IDF, their service provides experience exerting responsibility in a relatively unhierarchical environment, where creativity and intelligence, all those things that are needed in an entrepreneurial environment are needed. So what has this resulted in? You have a situation where Israeli citizens serve, they identify potential commercial opportunities while in uniform, and then they're met with this ecosystem outside the military that provides that mentorship and that capital that I talked about before. So I think we should be creating a similar environment in Canada, because I often think of the capabilities of my former colleagues in uniform, and I don't believe those capabilities and skill sets are currently being effectively leveraged in a way that they could be. So I think we need, to answer your question, a series of comprehensive veteran-specific programs that provide incubation in office space, you know, those practical things, as well as that much-needed mentorship from founders, investors, executives, people like Unicole, and then to provide them with access to capital and that accompanying soft support to really help them in their entrepreneurial endeavor. It's my opinion these could be separate new programs or new streams of existing programs, of which there are several operating quite successfully across the country.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad you brought that book up, because I agree that you don't really hear that conversation in Canada about that direct correlation between the defense sector and people's experience in the defense sector and innovation.
Yes,
I mean, if
exactly.
It wasn't for some other activities we've had in the past, you know, there wouldn't be the internet potentially or GPS or all sorts of other very useful things like microwaves. But
yes.
So much innovation has been driven from that sector. So I agree. And I think like all startup entrepreneurs, that's what they need is capital and mentorship and a whole bunch of things like that. But trying to bridge those two worlds. And I can see why you're the right person to be speaking about this, because those are really your two worlds. So, I mean, where else are you drawing inspiration from in terms of go forward path on this?
Absolutely. So, like many of us, I think I've been really inspired by Prince Harry and you know, his leadership putting together the Invictus Games. And for those of you who aren't familiar, and I doubt there are many of you that aren't, Invictus Games is an Olympic-style event that brings together ill and injured veterans to compete. And they were recently in Toronto for the Games, and the Games this year in Sydney, Australia. So, you know, beyond Prince Harry's role in the royal family, here is someone who has served in uniform, and he's put both his skill set gained or sharpened in the military, along with his sincere passion for veterans, into action, noticeable action. So I don't think we all have to launch the next global success story, but I think we should strive to. And it's my personal opinion that I think veterans have responsibility to put their experience gained while in uniform to use in their community. And the recent Invictus Games event in Toronto that Prince Harry coordinated really left me inspired, and it's really why I'm encouraging my fellow veterans on this podcast to think big, just like Prince Harry has. And Prince Harry is a soldier, just like many of us who are listening, who's received very similar training. So we all have those same tools and skill sets to draw from. And I think there are so many veterans out there with amazing stories to tell, who've served overseas, who've done fascinating things, and this unique experience can be applied. Can be applied rather to the world of entrepreneurship. So I'm really trying to build or talk about the exceptional work that I think Prince's Charities Canada, through their Prince's Operation Entrepreneur Program, has set the stage for. And really what I'm talking about now is the next evolution of that, to build on their first rate programming. And now to talk about, okay, how do we take it to the next level? How do we help veterans in Canada build the next great Canadian success story, either in terms of a business or a not-for-profit or another initiative?
Yeah, I love it. And that is very inspiring. The Invictus Games was an incredible event, but I think one of the things that was so good about it was so empowering for the veterans. It was just really showing them something that they could achieve. And I agree that this entrepreneurial route should be a very fulfilling route for them. And I really, really like where you're going with all this. So just in closing, any final words, Will, before we wrap up today?
Yeah, I've been privileged to participate in several technology accelerator programs in Canada, at London, England, New York. I've been mentored by some incredible people. I'd count you, Nicole, as one of them. And I'm just passionate about supporting, encouraging my fellow veterans, and helping develop, to help develop the next great generation of successful companies. Tom Brokaw, famous broadcaster in the United States, called the veterans from World War II the greatest generation for the contributions they made to the United States following the return home from Europe. Well, in my opinion, I think the men and women I've served with are the second greatest generation. And we need to do all that we can, I think, to ensure that they have the tools to effectively contribute back to Canada, which includes building world-class companies.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I think the first step in all these things are really having the conversation about it. So, thank you so much for your time. I think this has been a great sort of initial conversation, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what comes of it next. And if we can, take the first step and start a program and kind of go from there, I think there can be a lot of success in bridging those worlds between veterans and entrepreneurship. So thank you to all the listeners who joined us today. Again, that was Will Limer, the Chief Growth Officer for Loki Labs and a past Reserve Officer who served in Afghanistan. Thank you very much, Will.
Thank you, Nicole.